We've done a lot of teacher, like professional development on restorative justice at one of our local elementary schools. We've done about 4 different workshops. And then also at Kelvin Park High School, we've done professional development on restorative justice. And in the beginning, there was such resistance because it's like this buzzword, you know, and their teachers are so used to getting introduced to new concepts that are like thrown away. And so what I started to do was just really focus on what is the purpose of discipline? What's effective discipline? And I've asked that question in student trainings, in parent trainings, and in teacher trainings. And everybody says the same thing, right? The point of discipline is to teach like a lesson, to help shape young people into like caring, thinking, self-disciplined adults, to help them, join, society, all those are the values of restorative justice, right? And so when teachers were able to realize that we were talking about the same thing, I've gotten better reception, So I think that's the biggest thing, just for teachers to realize and for all the adults and students to realize that we all have the same goals, right? That we want people to learn, right? And to be a part of our community and contribute positively. And so then the follow-up question to that is, are the rules in place and the policies in place at the school creating that, right? The long-term change that everybody wants to see. And then it was like, no, of course not. Mm-hmm. So then we're able to say, okay, what are the opportunities then? And it's always important to start small and where we can. And so this year, one of the things at Kelvin Park, there's a new grant, and so there's like 2 new disciplinarians and this woman who's in charge of, who comes with a restorative justice background, which is really cool. She wants to work with our group of students to create restorative consequences to like some of the most common. So in addition to peer jury, also just creating some service-based consequences to things. Mm-hmm. And also some ideas for what alternatives to punitive. So for instance, you're right, like the common things, people graffitiing on a desk or something or on a wall, and so having them, work with somebody at the school to paint. So they're interested in working with our students to begin to implement and create some of those possibilities. So, just starting small, where we can. But just the first step at a school is just to kind of get them to realize that we're talking about the same thing and that what we've been doing doesn't work. Mm-hmm. What they've been doing doesn't work. And so that creates some space in their heads to just then be able to be creative. Because at first it's just kind of like this huge wall that comes up.
Yeah.
When they think, you're asking us to do something that's additional. When we're like, no, we're just trying to work with you to do something that you have to deal with all the time. In a way that's more thoughtful, and it will produce the changes that you say you want to see.